know, I have to probably say that I have major Masonic roots. I have never been part of a Masonic lodge. I have never taken Masonic oaths or rituals. A lot of my family, because Texas was pretty much Masonic through and through, was Masonic, high-level Masonic. And they were very, very good people. George Washington was a Mason. I have been interviewed by major TV shows on History, Discovery Channel, you name it, about my view on Masonic orders. It really is next to impossible to try to describe Masons and the Masonic orders and the different systems when I've probably read, I don't want to exaggerate, 20 books on it, that's not that much, and hundreds of white papers and talked to a lot of top Masons, and I know more than most Masons do. Most Masons are porch Masons and are compartmentalized and don't know really much of anything. They know about Solomon and basically a bunch of ancient history stuff. University knowledge was very powerful. Mathematics was very powerful. It was associated with magic, with the occult, pre-Christ, pre-Abraham. So it's the old-time religion. And all it is a university study of religions, of philosophy, and of building, and of mathematics, and of agrarian systems, because they didn't just bring anybody in to teach them the knowledge of warfare, the knowledge of science, the knowledge of culture. Universities were called mystery schools going back to Egypt, basically. And so what you see as Masons today is just those schools going on, and there have been hundreds of different variants and groups and Rosicrucian orders within the Masons, and the Illuminati, founded in Germany, was a counter-Illuminati to the real Illuminati that would just call itself the Enlightenment, and then in Latin, Illuminati, but it didn't call itself Sir Francis Bacon, all of that, hundreds of years before the Jesuit priest Adam Weishaupt. The modern Illuminati was a Catholic spinoff in an attempt to take over the Illuminati and the Rosicrucians. And yes, undoubtedly, my family on both sides on the Mayflower, hardcore Protestants, you could say Rosicrucians. This country was founded by real Rosicrucians, not the Rosicrucians you see out there today. And so, undoubtedly, if you want to say it, I mean, I would say I come out of a classical Enlightenment family of what you would call real Illuminati, real Enlightenment. And I'll just say it here. Everybody asks me who I am, I'll tell you. There's no secret society. There's no secret messages. There's no secret handshakes. There's freedom. There's Jesus Christ. There's free market. There's family. There's strength. There's honor. There's the will to fight tyrants. That's what there is. The will to fight evil. The will to build a new civilization. Built on honor. Built on trust. Built on building up a system for all of humanity. And that secret was not a secret at all. And it made this country special despite all our evils. The will and the dream to build that new Atlantis was special and was pure. And now the globalists have hijacked the new Atlantis, and they've used it to take over the world and sell the opposite of what this country was founded on, and it tears my heart out. So it's easy for lesser men to write an article claiming I'm in some secret society and a Mason. I'm in the society of humanity. There are no secrets. Symbols are powerful, and the globalists have hijacked the symbols of America. They've turned them into their own symbols. Well, we are restoring the idea of the true republic, not the counterfeit globalist empire, by promoting the icon George Washington and others. That's why we're rolling out on 100% made in America line of incredible pro-liberty apparel. We are repopularizing liberty. We are helping fellow Americans rediscover what made this country great. We are the spirit of 1776. We are 1776 worldwide. We are all brothers and sisters in arms in the animating contest of liberty in the long march towards humanity's ultimate destiny of freedom. Visit madein1776.com today and vote with your dollars to promote truly made in America, high quality products, and promote the ideals of liberty.